This is Radio Nepal. I am Asen Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Parliamentarians urge government for swift diplomatic and political initiatives for safety of Nepali students in India. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana says government is constantly following up developments after death of Nepali student Prakriti Lamsal at KIIT University Hostel. Odisha state government forms high-level fact-finding committee to investigate the case. House of Representatives endorses e-commerce bill, and Russia says talks with US on Ukraine were positive after four-hour meeting. US-Russia agreed to create team to negotiate on Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Parliamentarians have drawn the government's attention to start diplomatic and political initiatives immediately to ensure security to Nepali students studying in India. During an emergency hour of today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the lawmakers urged the government to coordinate with the Indian government to investigate into the death of Prakriti Lamsal of Butwal, studying at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT, in Odisha state of India and for the security of other students studying there. Lawmakers Chabilal Bishwakarma, Madhav Sapkota, Dhruva Bahadur Pradhan and Thakur Gaire demanded to investigate into mysterious death of Lamsal and to take action against guilty and guarantee of security to Nepali students studying at KIIT. Meanwhile, National Assembly lawmakers also demanded investigation on the death of a student studying at KIIT University. They urged the government to take initiative to create a favorable environment for study to other Nepali students of KIIT. Meanwhile, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba says the ministry is constantly following up on the death of Nepali student Prakriti Lamsal and the developments thereafter. Taking to her social media X today, Foreign Minister Dr. Rana made it clear that necessary initiatives are being taken to get updates of Nepali students in the hostels of KIIT University in Odisha of India and to provide a safe environment for Nepali students in the college. Minister Dr. Rana added that two senior officials of Nepal Police from the Embassy of Nepal in New Delhi reached the university this morning. The college has appealed to the students to return to the hostel. The university has also informed through a public notice that action has been taken against. Please listen to this again. The university has also informed through a public notice that action has been taken against staff who abused Nepali students. Meanwhile, issuing a press release today, the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology warned of postponing the non-objection certificate and OC procedure for the universities and educational institution in the Odisha state of India if the problem emerged by the incident is not resolved in a fair and swift manner. Meanwhile, the government of Odisha has formed a high-level fact-finding committee to investigate the death of 20-year-old Nepali student Prakriti Lamsal in the hostel of the KIIT University. Issuing a press release today, the Odisha government said the institution has been placed under notice and appropriate legal and administrative action will be taken as per the finding of the government. The press release states that the investigation is underway regarding the misconducts, including the use of force against the students by private individuals. The Odisha government assured of taking necessary steps to ensure fair and swift justice. The House of Representatives meeting today has unanimously endorsed the e-commerce bill along with a report from the Industry and Commerce and Labour and Consumer Welfare Committees. The bill presented by Minister for Education, rather Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari aims to boost foreign investment in industries, business and trade sectors while fostering new entrepreneurs and generating employment opportunities. Responding to questions during the discussion, Minister Bhandari expressed confidence that The bill will not only encourage technology-based transactions, but also help control online fraud and irregularities. The bill on chip has been sent to the Legislation Management Committee for discussions. A meeting of the National Assembly today unanimously accepted the proposal tabled by Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Devendra Dahal, seeking to send the Chip Operation and Management Bill to the Legislation Management Committee for clause-wise discussions on it. Further reconstruction activities at Jazarkot earthquake affected districts have been started. Agreement has already been signed with more than 600 beneficiaries in Doti district, and preparation was underway to send grant amount within few days. Executive Chief of National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, Dr. Bhishma Kumar Bhusal, said details collection of losses caused by earthquake in Jazarkot and Rukum West were underway and rebuilding activities would begin within few days. He shared that reconstruction activities in Doti district have been forwarded after tallying the data collected last year. There are around 9,000 beneficiaries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1 जीबी डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न अल डिटेल डेटा भोइस को स्टेटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेट को जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1 जीबी डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकम को एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russia and the United States held a four-hour meeting on Ukraine in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. Al Jazeera cited Yuri Yushakov, leader Putin's foreign policy advisor, as saying talks between Russia and the US in Saudi Arabia have ended and were successful. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met US Secretary of State Marco Rubio, but Ukraine and European countries were not invited. The US said the meeting was a first step to assess Russia's seriousness about ending the war. Rubio said US-Russia agreed to create a team to negotiate on Ukraine. The US Secretary of State rejected the notion that Ukraine, which was not invited to the talks in Riyadh, was being sidelined. He also said the European Union, whose leaders have broadly condemned the bilateral US-Russian meeting, will be involved in talks at some point. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has repeatedly insisted that any peace deal must include Ukraine. Russia, meanwhile, expressed hope of normalizing relations with the US, but reiterated that NATO membership for Ukraine is unacceptable.
All 80 people on board a Delta Airlines flight from Minneapolis survived after the plane crashed and overturned while landing in Toronto of Canada. According to the BBC, the aircraft skidded along the runway with flames visible before coming to a stop upside down. Firefighters quickly responded. Survivors said they were suspended upside down and had to release themselves before escaping onto the snow-covered tarmac. 18 people were injured, but only a few are believed to be seriously hurt. Investigators are said to be examining the cause of the crash. The plane had 76 passengers and 4 crew members on board.
Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair in Madhes, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces. The weather will remain partly cloudy in hilly region and partly cloudy with a chance of light snowfall at one or two places in the mountainous regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The Tarai region of the country will witness mainly fair weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more.
Parliamentarians urge government for swift diplomatic and political initiatives for safety of Nepali students in India. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana says government is constantly following up developments after death of Nepali student Prakriti Lamsal at KIIT University Hostel. Odisha State Government forms high-level fact-finding committee to investigate the case. House of Representatives endorses e-commerce bill, and Russia says talks with US on Ukraine were positive after 4-hour meeting. US-Russia agreed to create team to negotiate on Ukraine. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.